Hey guys, welcome to another Angler News Destination Report. Once again, it is Mazepa Bay with myself, Vanessa Grimm, and Mr. Owen Richter. And today we are talking conservation, and there's some serious concerns going on at Mazepa Bay with regards to no respect to bag and size limits. So there's been a huge drop in shad and cob stocks, and Mr. Owen Richter is going to tell us all about it, including a few safety concerns. So without further ado, here is Owen.
Well, good afternoon to you all. Well, it's me, Owen Richter from Wild Coast Angling Tours from the Eastern Cape, getting some news to you guys. What's been happening along our coast? Well, guys, the last week I've been in the Wild Coast. We've had some big seas that I still enjoy, but we managed to catch some odds and ends. I see the bronzies have made their appearance. We managed to land one nice bronzy of 145 kgs, and yeah, what a fight it was. But yeah, guys, getting back to something that I've spotted along our coastline, and I think, please, guys, conservation is so important for our fishing. It's not about me, myself, and I to have a look how much and how many fish I can catch. I've said this before, and I'm saying it again, some of you guys have got very, very small pan sizes, because again, now the past week, I saw some guys catching blacktail, you know, the scratching guys. And when I walk past there, not looking what they've been catching, they had a whole pool full of all sizes of fish and completely over bag limits. And when I said to the guy, listen, this is like a lot of fish. It's in the hot water, in the sun, it's like in the pool, you know, in the pools, there's little pools lying around on the rocks and the fish are floating belly up. And I said to the guy, yeah, but some the gillies will take some this and that. I said, yeah, but half of them are undersized. So I'm just getting back to you guys, giving a little bit back to South African, our coastline. So yeah, listen guys, our size and bag limits, I don't know if a lot of you guys don't understand how it works, but you've got the best tackle, the best reels, the best 4x4s, everything of the best, but when it comes to measuring fish, maybe you guys don't understand how it works. I mean, let you guys know just the basic fish that we catch around Mazepa Bay, size limits and stuff. Starting with the blacktail. That's your dassie, the blacktail. 20 centimeters is the length, 5 per person. So that's a lot of fish, but that's what the law says. 5 per person, not 25. Bronze bream, 30 centimeters, 2 per person. Cape stump nose, 20 centimeters, 5 per person. Shad, 30 centimeters, 4 per person. Now when I see shad, I don't know if the people see shad, 30 centimeters means catch as much as you can and keep them all. Guys, our shad, I promise you, I've seen a big drop in shad catches, because the shad don't get chance to get big, because the guys are clapping them from all angles. So please remember, shad, 30 centimeters, 4 per person. Galoon, 35 centimeters, 2 per person. The garrick around Mazepa Bay, 60 centimeters, 2 per person, guys. 59 is not 60. 57 is not 60. I've had some guys with their measures, yeah, but it's closer. I say, yeah, but it's not size, you know. You have to catch a fish that is size. Heelback salmon, 60 centimeters, you can keep 2. Normal dusky cob along our coast, 60 centimeters, you can keep 1, guys. That's another fish, is your cob and your shad. A lot of guys don't understand the story about the cob also getting scarce along our coastline. Please, just make sure that you go out and you catch a nice cob and you keep one. The other smaller ones, throw back. You're only allowed 1 cob per day. Getting back to your punskop, that's your black muscle cracker. 50 centimeters, you only allowed to keep 1 per day. White muscle cracker, 60 centimeters, I see you can keep 2 per day. Your pignose grunter, that's your white stambras, 60 centimeters, you can keep 1. Guys, yeah, something to think about. Sizes, very, very important to keep our coastlines nice and healthy. Don't go out there and just flip and try and take as much as you can. And I've been seeing a lot of guys wasting fish also, leaving them in the pools, the water's warm, the fish flipping end up belly up in the air, and their meat goes all soft and they just pass it on. But nevertheless, guys, be safe out there, and please, yeah, keep your ears and eyes open for poachers along our coastline. When you're fishing around the Mazepa Bay areas, be aware there are a lot of poaching happening at the moment along the whole coastline. People going still for your pearl and moon and stuff. Be aware that those guys are dangerous. They don't go and make nonsense. Rather try and get hold of the Department of Forest and Fisheries. But there have been quite a bit of activities around parts of the Eastern Cape. Nevertheless, guys, have a lovely week and we chat again.
Thank you so much for that, Owen. Yes, you have really emphasized on those bag and size limits. And you know what? Sometimes it needs to be said. Guys, without respecting the regulations that are in place, we are really going to be facing a huge problem in the future. I mean, we always emphasize this on Angler News, where we talk about fishing for the future. And you know what? It's up to us to educate our fellow anglers and for us to respect those bag and size limits. Guys, for Angler News South Africa, I am Vanessa Grimm, and as always, keep your fishing area tidy, respect those size limits, and fish for the future. Guys, that is Owen Richter from Wild Coast Angling Tours. You can find all their details on their social media pages, and look out for some pretty cool packages that they are offering. Some really awesome trips coming up from them. Guys, the show is brought to you by Angler Custom Apparel. Make sure if you need anything to do with your customized fishing clothing for you or your team, Angler Apparel is the name to call.